Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. That's right. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday.
Rob Parker
and Olden Polonese filling in for Chris Broussard.
Yep, what a show
we have for you. Yes, sir. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
TireRack.com.
Thank you, Bill. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And what a show we have for you. Joe Verdon from The Athletic, he's the national NBA writer. We'll talk to him in about 30 minutes. Also, in the third hour, Tysha's Tower of Trivia. That's always a good
time.
Wow. And we got I missed the second hour. And in the second hour of the program, we'll have Kerry Kittles, the former NBA vet and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. But before we get started, let me welcome in the co-host on this TV theme song Thursday, former NBA player and former first-round pick, Olden Polonese. What's up, Olden?
What's up, Rob Parker?
That's right.
Rob Parker
is in Los Angeles. I am in Louisville, Kentucky. I had a speech today at a wellness, Journey to Wellness conference that's taking place here. And Twani Beckham, who was a basketball player with Kentucky, he played with Anthony Davis. He's the one who organized everything. It was a great time down here, Olden. It's a couple-day event, but I got to speak as a keynote today, and it was great. The hospitality, everything. So it was cool.
Oh, okay.
Real cool.
I thought you were on a darkness retreat like Aaron Rodgers.
No. Yeah, I just go to a Motel 6, and you know, they won't leave the lights on, and there you go. It's the same exact thing. So great to have you along, and we'll have a good time, of course.
Of course.
What was your favorite TV show? Just curious, because you know we play the themes on Thursday. Growing up, or at any point, what was your favorite TV theme?
Everything back then. I mean, the Jeffersons.
You remember, it used to be great.
The Jeffersons, Three's Company.
Three's Company.
Sanford and Son.
Wait a minute. We need, Alex, can we get a sample of Three's Company?
You want me to pull some up right now?
Yeah, real quick.
I watched everything that came up. All in Family.
All in Family was great, but Three's Company.
Good times.
I love Three's Company,
Ooh.
Yes.
Good times.
Good Times was another good one.
I felt rich watching Good Times.
Oh, yeah. And it was nice to watch Thelma on the screen, too.
Yes, indeed.
How many guys had crushes on Thelma when she was
Every
on?
Last one.
Yes, with the tight jeans.
Every last one.
Yeah, so I know, Alex, I put you in a bind by asking for that.
It's trying to find it. Here we go.
It's all good. Here we go. Come on, Mr. Furley. I'm a woman. Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and
hers and his.
Three's
Company too. All right. Are you ready real quick? I got some trivia.
Come and knock on our door.
That show came from England.
Yes, it did.
It was a copy of a show in England, and it was called Man About the House. How do you know that?
Because I know trivia.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Alex, you didn't know that, right? Man
I
About
had no
the
idea.
House. We stole it. Yeah. And All in the Family,
Most
we stole from England,
Most of those shows
England
came
too.
From England.
Yes, we stole all those shows. But, all right, we got a great show for you today. Alex, of course, is our engineer. You've already heard him. Ethan is in as a producer, as our producer today, Rob G. Still. More prayers out to Rob G. of a speedy recovery. There's a good chance he could be back next week, so that's good news. And also on the updates, I did not hear Alex. I'm
yeah.
sorry. It's Monty Bolaños.
Yeah.
Monty, very nice. And so we have a full rack here. And then let's start here. Kevin Durant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he slipped in pregame last night. He hurt his ankle. Sprained, they get an MRI. Last night would have been his first home game for the Suns, and it's too soon to predict. There's talk now that maybe he'll be out for the rest of the regular season. That was the time for him to gel with Booker and Chris Paul and Ayton, right? Ayton, all those stars with the Suns, and a lot of people feeling good about the Suns. But, Alden, we've seen this now. This keeps happening with Kevin Durant. I know. We think he's still a young chicken and just in the league. He's 34 years old, but he's been hurt like three years in a row. I mean, he can't seem to stay healthy. What did you make of it? Obviously, you saw the play, and does this already derail the Suns' chances? Because he'll probably have no playing time with them before the playoffs, or it won't matter if he's healthy.
Well, let me say this first. When I saw it, I honestly, right hand to God, thought it was one of those social media guys doing a sketch. Because I just couldn't believe this is a world-class athlete and this is happening to. And the way he went down, I was like, wait a minute, that's not even real. But then once I realized that that's what happened, it's like, oh, man. But this is what happens, you know. You get in a rut. Not so much a rut. You get in a cycle of injuries because you keep having those injuries. The same thing with Anthony Davis because these guys have not figured out a way to play through certain things. So now it just becomes routine. Every little thing is going to keep them out. I mean, you sprain your ankle. I get it. I remember spraining my ankle. I beat it on the ground a couple of times. Go out to the nightclub, have a few drinks, dance the night away, and come back. No swelling, like nothing ever happened. But that's not the era we're in now. We're in the era of anything and everything happens, they're out. And it's going to keep happening. And it's not going to help their team because they got to have some continuity, some cohesiveness. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, that is the problem. And it's just mind-boggling, to be honest, on where we are. And I think everything is on the side of precaution, of course, because of what he's been through, because of the money that's involved, his long-term health. We saw this a couple of years ago, Olden. We've seen two examples. Do you remember when they put Anthony Davis out there in that playoff game? Was that against the Suns or was that against who was that against? They lost the Suns. You remember he couldn't even walk? Like, he went out there because people kind of shamed him that he wasn't playing, so he suited up. I don't know how long he played. What was that, 5 minutes? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was against the Suns, you know, like trying to play, and it was obvious he couldn't play. And I remember when Durant went back out there against, was that in the finals, against Toronto. And I remember Chris and I saying, is this crazy that they rushed this guy back out here to play? And, of course, he played in the first quarter and re-injured himself. So I think there's a part of it where you need to be cautious. I hear what you're saying as well, where guys are maybe a little less willing to tough it out, like, say, when you played, right, in your day. God, people played because you didn't want to lose your spot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's how it was. You were drafted in 1987 in the NBA. What was that? By the Bulls, right?
Chicago by the Bulls.
But you never played for them and traded to Seattle, right? Yeah. But if Kevin Durant is healthy come postseason, if they just say, well, you're not going to play, let's get you, do you still think they have a chance to come out of the West or even win a championship? They got the roster, at least starting roster. Maybe their bench is thin, but say before the injury, were you feeling the Suns?
No, I wasn't, because there's so many components that go into it. You get, you know, Durant gets traded middle of the season. Great player, but again, the injury issue is it for me, because I don't think he can hold up the rest of the way. That's just my personal opinion. But at the same time, yes, they have a talented foursome, but that's pretty much it. You know, they had to get rid of some key pieces to get Kevin Durant. And so to me, you need time to gel. People think it happens overnight. It never happens overnight. I don't care who you are. It takes time, because guys got to know your sweet spot. Guys got to know, you know, certain rotations, certain things, you know, the language that we're using now as far as offensive sets and defensive schemes. So there's so much that goes into it. And so I didn't feel they were going to win even with a healthy Kevin Durant.
Yeah, a lot of people like their talent. You know, I mean, you look at it, this team went to the NBA Finals a couple years ago. Remember, they were up 2-0 in that series against Milwaukee before they finally they lost the last four. So people thought, you get Kevin Durant, add water, stir, and OP, you got a chance to win a championship.
Yeah, we thought that about Kyrie going to Dallas as well.
That has not worked out, right?
So it's not working. It's not going to work out. Two offensive-minded guys that don't play defense.
And they can't stop anybody.
They can't stop anyone. And that's going to be a situation for Phoenix as well. You know, you gave up a guy that had never missed a game, still hasn't missed a game. Okay, and a defensive...
And Bridges, you mean?
Yes, and Mikal Bridges, a defensive-minded guy, but can score, as we've seen now with Brooklyn. And also Cam Johnson, but it's like, hey, his worth was on the defensive end. Now that's completely gone, so that shifts everything around. Now there's a lot of pressure on Ayton to anchor the defense, and we don't know which Ayton we're going to get night in and night out.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, it has put a damper on what, you know, people were excited about. And it's just the history. It's just the NBA now, too. I just can't get over. Oh, then I started covering the league. What year were you drafted?
87.
That's when I started covering the NBA. 1987. That's how long I've covered the NBA. And I've never remembered this many injuries, this many, where it's just mind-boggling. Steph was hurt this year. Every time you turn around, and it's not just anybody, big stars hurt left and right. They have load management. They got 20 masseuses.
Yeah.
They got everything that you would want. You know, back when you started playing, you used to fly commercial.
Yeah.
I flew commercial. I used to sit next to players on plane.
Middle seat.
Yep. And you remember that. It was by seniority who got first class seats, not by stardom, if you remember.
Seniority, exactly. But you made the key point, Rob. You said, and the way you said it, you said injury and then you said hurt. And that's where we have to start the conversation. Are you injured or are you hurt? They're two different things. And so to me, that's what guys need to figure out. Not everything should keep you out. I don't care what it is, because at the end of the day, like Steph hurt his leg. I get it. Okay? There was no tear or anything. In the grand scheme of things, if they were in the finals, he would have toughened it out. But but these guys have been playing in the finals, so I give him a pass on that. And Steph has played through some stuff. But a lot of these guys, man, they just going down for any little thing. It's like, ooh, I broke my nail. I'm out 2 weeks. And that's the one I don't like.
No doubt.
I'm not telling people to play with injuries. That's stupid. But right, you can play, you can toughen it out through some things.
All right, our telephone number, 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Are the Suns done? I mean, if Kevin Durant's out for the rest of the regular season, will they have enough time to get it together, to make a finals run? Is this a big deal out of nothing and he'll be all right? Or do you think this is just a disaster for the Suns, who are hoping to make a title run? So we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Olden Polonese, in for Chris Broussard on this TV theme song Thursday, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
To go back in time with some of the best TV theme songs in the U.S. of A.
All right, shopping for tires can be deflating. Not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection are just the start. Did you know they test tires? They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and a comfortable ride. They share their results so that you can make an informed choice. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the decision guide for your personalized tire recommendation. The right tire for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like a full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to you or one over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is available in many areas. They'll bring the tires to your home or work and install them right on site. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm living on the air in
Cincinnati.
That's right.
Cincinnati WKRP. Well, you know, Olden, I lived in Cincinnati. It's funny because I covered the Cincinnati Reds, and I lived in Northern Kentucky right over the 471 bridge. And I remember the real station in Cincinnati is WKRC, and they just changed it to P. WKR. There you go, a TV theme song Thursday here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Sir. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, talking about Kevin Durant and his injury. Has this derailed the Suns from winning a championship? Or they can still regroup and recover and be ready to go come postseason. We want to hear from you. Chime in, Olden. I know people are ready to chomping at the bit.
Yes, they are. And right now we have, I think it's Wade. There's an S in front of it, so I'm going to say Wade because I've never heard of a suede. So it's
Wade.
So it's Wade from Memphis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Actually, it is suede. Rob
See?
Knows me.
Wow. It's a suede.
Wow. It's called, yes.
Wow.
Yes. You know, hey, that's just like saying you are a pile of nice. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. Hey, don't do that.
That's right.
Don't
that's
do
right.
That.
You pile of nice. I loved you as a player, man. So I appreciate what you brought to the game.
Thank
but
you.
As far as the Suns, I don't think this totally derails them if people thought they were going to win a championship anyway. I didn't really have them winning it all anyway, but I thought Kevin Durant was an excellent addition to make it interesting, if that makes sense.
Well, I get it. You know, it wasn't a slam dunk, but they had a chance with Kevin Durant, correct? That's what you thought?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just saying from the standpoint that he hadn't get enough time to play with them. You know, and if he misses the rest of the regular season and then it's just, you know, getting him back in the playoffs, does that kind of derail? Because, you know, in basketball, Olden, you got to get a feel for the other guys you're playing with.
That, exactly. And that's
Kevin
the thing.
Durant.
No,
Kevin
I get
Durant
it.
He's a hooper. He's a hooper, man. Like, he can, you know, Kevin Durant could probably get, you know, four plumbers and four janitors
no,
out there with
no,
him.
No, he okay. cannot. No, he
All
cannot.
All right, J.J. Redick with the plumbers.
No,
okay,
he cannot.
We get it. Thanks, Wade. We appreciate the call. 877-99 on Fox.
All right. We bring up the next one. You want another one?
Let's do it.
All right. We got Dre from Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
My good people, what's going on, Rob?
What up, Dre?
OP, they bringing you off the bench, baby. Show them what you can
Come
do.
Come on. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me.
I'm always ready.
You know,
I'm always ready.
So you know I rock with him. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? He's an ex-Pistons, so I rock with him for sure.
I think I was in Detroit when Olden had his hunger strike. I was there. I remember
was that. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But first, I kind of agree with the last call a little bit. KD is one of those ballers that you give him a ball in the gym and he going to come in on the squad because he don't really need set plays to run for him. As long as he open, give him the ball, he going to hit. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's going to be.
Go ahead. My only question to you is, how surprised are you that KD can't stay healthy, though? Is this, like, shocking?
Not really, and this is why. Because I noticed something, too. A lot of these guys, they don't wear high tops or mids. They wear lows, which you lose some of that ankle support on that. So I think a lot of that is starting to cause giving them some injury, too, because you don't have that little bit extra support. So that ankle is bending a little bit further than it normally would if you had more support on it. So I think there's a lot of that. And then, Bolden, I'm pretty sure you know, once something else starts getting weak, it's just going to start going down the line. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else going to compensate for it.
Stuff like that.
So I just think
crazy.
It's got something to do with that.
Well, thanks, Dre. Appreciate the call. I don't know the sneakers that they wore prior with the Converse, Olden and Brokeheads and all those.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly.
I don't know how they played in Converse.
Yeah,
there's no arch support. How did they play in those things?
And not injure themselves.
You can't even walk in those, am I right?
Man, my feet be hurting.
Yes, when you try to be, like, dressing stylish and you put on a pair of those Converse, they look good.
They look great.
But they,
horrible.
They're horrible. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we got Sean now from Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Talk to me.
Yo, my uncle from another mother. Hey, yo, Rob. I don't know if you know this, but if the Bulls would have kept Olden, they would have won 10 straight, brother. Instead, they shipped him out, man. My man Olden had to do a bid in Sacramento, had to bid with the Jazz, the terrible Clippers. Olden, I got your back, man. Before there was Russell Westbrook, my man Olden had that zero jersey, and I was definitely rocking it back in the early 90s,
that's
baby.
Right. Man,
that's
Orlando
right.
Woolridge.
I do remember that. Yes,
Orlando
sir.
Orlando Woolridge and myself.
That's right. I covered Orlando Woolridge when he played for the New Jersey Nets. Yeah. I was there.
He was on the East Coast. I was on the West Coast. The only two.
There you go. And I just want to throw it out there, man. Look, Olden has been preaching. I feel like I'm in church right now, man. Just because you add KD does not mean you're bound for a championship. And that guy previous, you could put him with a bunch of plumbers. Let us not forget, he played with two former MVPs and a Defensive Player of the Year and could not get past that Western Conference Finals. Blew a 3-1 lead?
3-1.
Yep.
And still people are talking about this man like he's Superman. I can't believe that, man. And I want to ask you this, Olden, because I know Rob's take. Who is your favorite coming out the West, and what kind of shot do you give your Sacramento Kings, buddy?
I'll answer that one first. I really like what Mike Brown's done with that team. He has them believing, and they've shown the league that they're ready for the big times. And I do believe they have a shot. If, you know, they play their game and not get caught up, they're going to make some noise. And so I definitely like what they've done. But coming out, without the KD injury, I was thinking, you know, Phoenix, if they get some defensive work, and Terrence Ross, you know, TJ Warren, the bench guys, if they can, you know, help carry some of the load. But I see Denver right now because they're the preemptive favorite right
now. They're the number one seed.
Yeah. Yep.
And now with this injury, I don't know how you can go.
With home court advantage, people keep forgetting about that altitude, man. It is a problem.
All right. Matter of fact, we're going to talk more basketball coming up with Joe Vardon from the Athletic. He's a national basketball insider. We'll do that next. Is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob Parker, Olden Polonese, in for Chris Broussard. Let's welcome in Joe Vardon. He's a national NBA writer for The Athletic. Joe, welcome into The Odd Couple. How are you?
Big win today.
Great to have you. No doubt. A lot of good news, a lot of news, I should say, is happening. Let's start with the Kevin Durant injury. What are you hearing the latest? I mean, there's talk that he could miss the rest of the regular season, maybe be ready for the playoffs. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that he's going to be evaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. So that would get him back. Ostensibly before the end of the regular season, if they want to chance it. You know, they've barely had any time to play together, this Suns group, and when you make a trade like that, you're doing it to win right now. And so you'd like to get a few games together. However, not only with this year, but with the last 3 or 4 years that Kevin has had, he just can't stay healthy, and I don't know that you want to chance it. So I would lean towards seeing him again in the regular season, but he's going to miss some valuable time here, some gelling time for the Suns.
Hey, Olden, let me have a follow-up real quick, and you could do the next question. On that, you mentioned about Durant. I mean, he cannot stay healthy. This has been some ride for him. I mean, if you're the Suns going forward, how scary is this?
Well, I mean, I think you knew who you were trading for. The very, very good. He was a big toe away from beating the Bucks in 2021,
yep.
And then he put Team USA on his back in that later that summer and won a gold. So you have that guy, and then you also have the guy who has played literally half the games over the last 3 years. So. You have to expect that Kevin Durant is not going to be available for you every night. The hope is that he's available for you when it really counts.
All right, Joe, Olden here.
What's up?
I want to know, I don't know if anybody's asking this question, but I need to know.
Okay.
What happened? Was the floor wet? Is it the shoe? What's going on? Because I've never seen that.
Well, it happened again tonight in Memphis. Pregame, Kuminga slipped during pregame warmups, and he's out.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, it's an epidemic. It's just sweeping wow. the league. I don't know. I actually don't know this. What I had heard was that he flipped. That it wasn't a shoe thing. But I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. And so I guess that would be speculation.
Yes. Our guest is Joe Varden. He's a national NBA writer, of course, for The Athletic. Joe, let's go to Ja Morant and what's happening in that situation. He's going to be away from the team at least four more games. And we should assume there's going to be a suspension from the league, right? Not just the team matter?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's no charges filed in the latest thing.
But you
Colorado.
Don't need charges, right, for leagues to take sanction against you, right?
Right, that's true. That's true. There is this thing in the CBA about you know, handling a gun and that sort of thing. So it's possible that he faces some sort of suspension from the league. I mean, some of these other ongoing accusations are problematic as well. But I guess we don't know what is at the root of Ja's trouble. You know, is he, like he said he was going to get help. What kind of help? I think that has kind of an answer as to what the league will ultimately do with him. You know, if he's battling, you know, some sort of like real depression or otherwise
right.
mental illness or anything like that, I think that would certainly weigh into it. So, you know, I can't say for sure that he's going to be suspended, but I mean, the league certainly is within its right to do something.
Yeah, see, I was going to follow up with that because that's what's in the CBA that was negotiated because the league does have precedence with
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas, Jabari Crittenden.
Who brought a gun into the locker room, yeah. Which was just
And so
shocking.
It's supposed to be an automatic 50-game suspension. And I think that's why Memphis jumped ahead of it with the two games. So is that feasible, 50 games?
Boy,
that seems like a lot.
The thing is like you, he most likely went from the locker room to the party. And so was he carrying that firearm with him during, like,
right.
You know, did he bring him to the locker room?
That's probably why they're investigating. Right, right.
Yeah, if he did, it's going to be hard not to suspend him for quite a bit. If it's something else, if it was somebody else's, if it was his, you know, somebody who maybe was part of his travel party or was with him that night and he just happened to, you know, pick it up and do what he allegedly did, that's different. That's entirely different. So, you know, I think that's the answer is did he have that thing in the locker room?
Hey, Joe, I guarantee you his PR people are definitely putting that one together.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you about Toronto's Fred VanVleet, who went off on, and we're going to talk about this all in the third hour, but I just want to get your take, Joe. We went off on one of the officials, and, he'll definitely get fined big time. I mean, he really went after him and called him out and all these other things. What do you make of this with the refereeing, and is this over the top? Is this legit for a player to have this kind of, like, you usually don't want the referee, you don't really want to know who the referees are if they're doing their job. This was a little extreme that I haven't seen lately.
Well, I think there's a couple points there. And the first one, to your point about you don't want to know who the referees are, which is true. We always know who they are in the finals because everything is heightened. But also with these reviews and the head referee being on camera for television and for the crowd,
right.
Does bring them more to the front of the game because they are communicating in a way that really, I mean, you could say that officials in the NFL communicate that way, but still the camera angle is from farther away. This is a really up close and personal look at these guys each and every time there's a review. So I think they're a little bit more part of the game in that way. I've been in the league 10 years now, and I had never seen or heard a player single out an official and go on and on like that. Like
I agree with you. I was telling Olin, I've been coming to the league since 87. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I was watching it today and thought not only a fine, they could give him a game for that. I mean, that was, for as frustrated as the Raptors are right now, that was way out of character and out of any kind of normalcy when it comes to, complaining about officials. You know, this is something that's been going on. I mean, there's been stories written about this and it's been talked about that, like, the relationship between players and the officials seems to have been frayed and there's frustrations. I actually thought that was kind of in check comparatively to the last couple of years, but then we see, the technical against Scotty Barnes the other night, which the Raptors obviously felt was egregious. And Van Vliet, yeah, man, he went off.
He went off. No doubt about it. Joe Varden, right there for the for the Athletic, a national NBA writer. Thanks, Joe, for your time and your knowledge. We appreciate you. Check him out in The Athletic. Coming up next here on The Odd Couple is Shekel City. You want to be here. It is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese, in for Chris Broussard tonight here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
So maybe put a little shekels down on a parlay in the U.S. of A.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hey, Olden, last night I was 2-1 in my three picks, NBA picks. I got the Suns correct. No ding. Suns correct.
Ding.
I got the Clippers right. I was wrong on the Nuggets game. The Bulls actually beat them. All right, here we go for tonight. I'm going to take my best bet of the night. I'm going to take the Kings minus 2.5. Let's do that. The Kings minus 2.5 tonight. Also, I have the Nets plus 9.5. I'm going to get the matchups of those games. So what I say, I got the Kings hosting the Knicks minus 2.5. The Nets in Milwaukee plus 9.5. The Bucks will win, but not by more than 10. And the Warriors, who are really bad on the road, I took the Warriors plus a minus 2.5. They actually were the favorites, and I know they're down already in Memphis, but there's no Ja, no Adams either, right? Isn't he hurt?
He's hurt.
Yeah. But right now, the Grizzlies are leading. But I'm still going to – my pick is the Warriors minus 2.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Olden, I want to get your take. Draymond Green talking about his beef with Dylan Brooks, and he did something on the volume on his podcast. Let's take a listen.
If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you.
I love it. I love it. Draymond's right. I mean, the dynasty, there is no dynasty.
No, you got to win. You got to win. I agree with that. But the only thing I will say, Olden, is calling somebody an idiot or going to name calling is just not. I mean, you could make your point, but you don't need to call anybody idiot.
Facts. That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
And Draymond needs to do a better job of that.
Right? Because he called somebody an Uncle Tom or a coon. You don't use that. I'm sorry. That's not the way you verbalize or you know, like, that's not — name calling is the lowest common denominator.
You're absolutely right, and that's something Draymond has to work on. But at the same time, he's not wrong in what he's saying in regards to Dylan Brooks. And I think a lot of these young guys, what the problem is, this, they're being very disrespectful to a lot of players that have put the time and effort in, have won championships and everything else. Nobody's saying you got to kiss their butts, but there's still a level of respect that these guys have to receive. And until you do it yourself, then you need to just be quiet.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm 100%. I just think the name calling is where you don't want to go. That's the only criticism, to call somebody an idiot. You could disagree with somebody. Break down why you disagree, but stop the name calling.
Yeah.
That's what we don't need. All right. Hour number two, Olden Polonese in for Chris Broussard. We're talking Jets and Aaron Rodgers. So you know what you need to do. Stick and stay.
And turn the lights off for a darkness retreat in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.